Hello, and welcome to Math Minutes with Mrs. Chameleon. So just wanted to send out a brief message. I know it's been minutes since I've sent out a podcast. But lots of things going on this week. This week is data week, so there will be limited class connect sessions. Be sure to check your schedule to know which ones that are still there. We're also testing this week, on Tuesday of this week. So, of course, there will be limited Class Connect sessions during that time. And then on Wednesday's Capital Day. So a lot of things going on this week. The end of the quarter was last week, so lots of grading going on. And then on Friday is Goal to Enroll. Right? So, be sure you may not have your regularly scheduled classes. I know for me, there won't be any. I will have live help this week on Thursday. So if you have questions, always reach out by email. But of course, you can come to a live help session on Thursday as well. If you have not completed your quarter three interim, please be sure to do that. It's very important as I am beginning to put my classes together for our last quarter of school, if you can believe that. So I need those quarter three interim scores to be able to determine, you know, if you need to meet with me once a week, twice a week, or more than that. All right, so get those scores, and if you don't complete it, I'm gonna have to err on the side of caution and have you meet with me more than you may possibly need. So please get those interims done. Report cards will go out on Friday, April 5th. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm really excited about this fourth quarter as we go in. We're finishing up chapter 4 this week. Next week is the unit 4 test. So certainly be reaching out if you have questions or need help with any of those things that we've been doing with trig ratios, since this unit has been on trigonometry and right triangles. So certainly reach out. And then our final unit 5 will be on conic sections, and we will start that next week or the following week. But so let's finish up here. Don't forget to turn in your learning targets next week as you complete your unit 4 test. That is worth 5 points. Let me tell you, it can make a tremendous difference in your grade. All right, so the 20 points come from your USA Test Prep unit test, and then 5 points come from just completing the learning targets form. All right. So, and it does make a big, it actually gives you a 5-point bonus if you finish it and turn it in. But it is to your detriment. Your grade will be lower than it is in the USA Test Prep if you don't complete it. So be sure to do that. As always, you guys can leave me questions or if you have any suggestions for improvement even for this podcast. Thank you for listening, and you all have a wonderful week.